Welcome to the third sermon in our sermon series entitled, I Choose, Deciding Our Values for Life. Today's sermon title, Valuing Your Best Self. Open your Bible to Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, and let's begin.
O Lord, you are the God who teaches us to be our best self. You ask us to bring our best self to our daily lives. Teach us the qualities of soul that make us strong to do good. Grant us awareness in the moments of our life that demand our best self. Enrich our homes, prosper our workplaces, ennoble our church through each of us bringing our best self. Show us the value and the power of a sanctified soul. In Christ's name, amen. You probably don't know the name John Howard or Charles Burnham. But they brought their best self in a difficult time and probably changed the course of the 20th century. The British, in their arrogance, decided they had to control South Africa. And so they started a war with the Dutch settlers there called Boers. And Churchill was a war correspondent and got captured. And they put him in prison in Pretoria. But wouldn't you know that Churchill, he escaped. He escaped from prison, jumped on a freight train, and headed east. Rode all night on the freight train. As it got to be morning, he was afraid that they would inspect the train, so he got off and hid in some trees. Expecting the next night when the train went by, he'd jump on it and keep going east. The problem is the Boers were pretty smart, and they said, we're not going to run trains at night till we capture this guy. And so he was forced to go to the nearest town, and he concocted this story and knocked on a door. But the door that he knocked on was the guy with the big mustache, John, and he was British. He was an engineer and ran a mine and got stuck in Transvaal when the war broke out. And his buddy Charles was a merchant, and the two of them conspired together to help Churchill escape to East Africa. If the Boers would have caught him, they'd have shot him. These guys didn't have anything to gain by helping Churchill. They risked their lives. They risked their freedom. They risked their jobs. They risked everything to help a guy they didn't even know. And it probably changed the course of the 20th century. You never know when God needs you to give your best self. Do you get this? You never know in life when you're going to be in a key place and God needs you to bring your best self. And if you're going to do that, you got to start valuing your best self. We value many things, and then we undervalue the things that are really valuable. You don't own anything that is as valuable as your best self. Do you get this? Let me tell you one more time. Everything you can hold in your hand, you're going to lose. Your best self is the only thing that's going to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. It's the most valuable thing you have. It's not what you own that makes you valuable. It's who you are that makes you valuable. And so Paul says to the church in Colossae, put on then as God's chosen ones, people holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forbearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. These eight things help you recognize the elements of your best self. What does your best self look like? Well, it'll have more than these eight things, but it should have at least these eight things. Right? Our brother saying, I'm a Christian man. That stirred my soul. I want to be a Christian man. I want to have these qualities in my life in an identifiable and recognizable way. I want to bring them to my life every day. Let's talk about them. The first word is the word for your actually for your stomach. I've shared this with you before. That feeling, that butterfly feeling you get when you're in love. Some of you used to get when you were in love. Very first time I was going to kiss Sharon after a date, I walked her up to the front of the house and started reaching out for her to kiss her. Her dad jerked the door open, said, hello! I went from having butterflies in my stomach to having them in my heart. Your best self is capable of affection. Do you see? Your best self is capable of having real affection for your family, for the people you work with, for your friends, for other people in this church. That's your best self. Your best self is an affectionate person. Your best self is not a cave bear that drives everybody off, that offends everyone around you. That's not your best self. You have to put on your best self and say, today I have enough affection to meet the needs of everybody that God puts in my life. That's your best self, church. The second word is compassion. And compassion means with passion, living passionately. Your best self lives passionately. Your best self is not living a boring life. Your best self is not groaning your way through existence. Your best self is showing up, bringing some energy, adding value to the people around you. The word for kindness, I like to translate usefulness. Your best self is useful. Do you make yourself useful, or are you an avoider? Do you avoid? You see something that needs to be done, and you say to yourself, let somebody else do that. Or do you bring your best self and say, I'm in the game. This needs to be done. I can do it. No problem. Church? Would your family say you're useful? Or would they say, I have a lot of words that describe them. Useful isn't one of them. The next word is literally humble thoughts. Your best self is humble enough to do whatever God asks you to do. You never end up saying, that's below me. I shouldn't have to do that. The minute you start thinking something in life is beneath you, you're not bringing your best self. And by the way, stop throwing garbage in my parking lot. I have to pick it up. I remember this being humble-minded. And all right. Thank you. When we have a humble mind, we bring our best self and we say, There's nothing God asked me to do that is beneath me. My best self is willing to do whatever God asked me to do in the moment. And if that's picking up somebody's McDonald's out of the parking lot, then I'm going to do it. Church, your best self. The next word is gentle. The word is translated, the English Bible says meek, but there's no good translation for meek anymore. It's a weak word. But gentleness means controlled strength. Your best self is not a wimp, but your best self is under control. Do you get it? Your best self has great strength, but you don't have to bully people in life. You bring in your best self, and you see the power of gentleness. The next word is patience. I have no credibility on it, so you'll have to listen to a radio preacher about that. But I do believe in it. I do believe in patience. The next word is forbearing, but I want to translate it something better, holding up. Your best self holds people up around you. When they're weak, you bring your best self and you hold them up. This is one thing that worries me about Christianity. Somebody makes a mistake or somebody falls down and all the Christians gather around and start finger pointing. Yeah, I knew that guy. Right? That's not your best self. When our brothers and sisters fall down, we pick them up. We don't kick them and we don't judge them and we don't say, I knew you were a phony. We say, my best self is inclined to help you get up. Let me help you get up, church. That's our best self. Our best self picks people up. Then finally, our best self is graciously forgiving. There's a difference between graciously forgiving and just forgiving. Some of you forgive, but you make the people pay a price for your forgiveness. You bring that little attitude, and you say, I forgive you, but, right? They got to meet your price. Gracious forgiving is, my best self is able to forgive without extracting any humiliation out of you. My best self is able to forgive without making you grovel. My best self is able to forgive because Christ has forgiven me, church. So these qualities are things we have to think about. And as we think about them, we say to ourselves, today I'm bringing my best self. My best self today is going to be patient. God help me, I'm going to be patient. My best self today, whenever I see anybody fall down, I'm picking them up. When they're discouraged, I'm going to encourage them. Church. Our best self follows Christ's example in being gracious. That's what our best self does. Our best self says, today, I'm treating everybody better than what they deserve because that's who I am. That's the quality of my soul. I'm not doing this because people earn it. I'm doing it because I value my best soul, and I'm going to express my best soul on every opportunity I get. I like this song because "I will run to you" has a double meaning. The first meaning is, I want to ask you, do the people around you know your best self well enough that they would feel safe to run to you? Is your best self evident enough that the people around you would say, I feel safe running to you when things are bad? Let's ask it a different way. If somebody in your life makes a big mistake, would they feel safe to run to you? Or would you be the last person they would want to see? Do you see? It matters, church. It matters. Now, I want to turn this the other way. If you have it in your head that your best self is tough enough to take on the world, and you don't need anybody, and there's no one you would trust to run to, you got a problem. Do you get it? We can't live life by ourselves. God never intended that. God intended us to have healthy relationships so that when we needed help, there were people in our lives that we could run to. See, your best self works two ways. The first way it works is you are a safe person for people to come to. We're Christians, for heaven's sakes. If a Christian isn't a safe person to come to, where is there any safe people in the world? Second of all, we have to have a humbleness of heart and mind to say there are times when this is too much and we have to trust in someone else. We got to let somebody else's compassion reignite our own passion. We got to let somebody else's affection nurture us. We have to let somebody else's gentleness guide us through a difficult time. Can you hear this, church? Here's what I'm saying. Your best self works in both directions. Your best self is able to help others in need, but your best self is also open to being helped by others. And then Paul said, above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. How do I keep my best self strong? What do I do that keeps my best self in shape? Some of you work out every day. You know what to do to keep your physical self in shape. Some of you eat great diets and God bless you. You eat kale for breakfast and God bless you. Do you know how to keep your best self in shape? Or are you just risking that? Some of you pay more attention to your 401k than you do to keeping your best self healthy. My best self is strengthened in an environment of love. If I want to keep my best self healthy, I have to have an environment of love. Do you get that, church? What kind of love? Unselfish love. My best self thrives in peace. You know, Jesus said, I want to give you peace. Not the kind of peace the world gives you. That doesn't work too well. He said, I want to give you real peace. If you want your best self to be healthy, you have to be connecting in a real way to the love and peace of Jesus Christ. Church. And then the third thing is be thankful. Your best self thrives in an environment of thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? I can tell you one thing I'm very thankful for. Ohio State snuck one out yesterday. Thank God. All the proof I need that God likes Ohio. Your best self thrives in a spirit of appreciation. If you got a grouchy attitude about life, church, your best self isn't going to be healthy, and you're not going to be able to bring it when you need it. And then Paul said, "And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your heart to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This passage says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Have you ever brought your best self and your best self got worn out during the day? Anybody? I've worn out my best self. Got about halfway through the day and I used up my best self. And all that was left was Mr. Ugly. But I've learned something since then. I can refresh my best self in the middle of the day. I can refresh my best self in the middle of the day. I need a few minutes where I can quiet myself and let the word of Christ dwell in me richly. When my best self is worn out, I can plug him in by remembering the teaching and the life of Jesus Christ. I sit down and quiet myself, and I remember what Christ said. I remember what Christ did, and it refreshes a new wisdom in me. I feel instructed for life. I'm not worn out. I'm not completely worn out. I can hear divine warnings. Do you hear this? When the word of Christ dwells in me richly during the day, I can recharge my best self. I can be wiser than I would have been. I can learn in the moment, and I can hear the Holy Spirit warning me, dude, this is just about as far as you dare go. Church. And then our best self needs to be sung to. I know that sounds strange, but that's what Paul said. Paul said, sing to your best self. Now, if you have a voice like mine, that's a pretty big challenge. But my best self gets used to it. You know what? This singing to yourself is in opposition to that ongoing ugly voice that many people have in their mind that criticizes them all day long. Do you know that voice? You're a dummy. You're not going to get this right. You're going to mess this up again. Anyone? You hear that voice? I don't even know why you try. Church, your best self can't take that beating every day. Stop it and replace that with sing yourself a song. Sing yourself a song. Say something nice. Quote one of those scriptures that we memorized, church. Or does this happen to you? You're out there doing your best. You're really trying to bring your best, and somebody says something really ugly to you. Or somebody doesn't come even near to appreciate you. And you take it into yourself. You gave your best self, and they kicked you for it. And then that starts playing in your head. right? This is what I get for trying. This is the way people are. I don't know why. I don't know what they expect of me. You got to stop that, and you got to turn that into something beautiful. Your best self needs to hear you sing something beautiful to it. If you can't sing, chant something beautiful to it. You got to start speaking to your best self, and you got to speak to yourself in singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. You got it? I want to remind you that Paul said, when you're living your best, when you're trying to bring your best self and people hurt your feelings, if you have a complaint against another, what do you do with it? You forgive it. See, when I'm bringing my best self and people don't respond the way I want and I get a complaint against them, I have to do something with that. Now, please listen to me, church. Open your heart to me here. Open your heart to me here. You bring your best self, and people don't always appreciate it. They aren't always grateful. They don't always respond the way you want. And you feel a complaint rising up inside of you. You feel a complaint rising up inside of you. Well, what are you going to do with it? I know what you want to do with it. You want to get on the phone and tell 5 people what a jerk this person is because you were nice to them and they were mean to you. Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. Now we go on Facebook and murder them behind their back electronically. Church, that's not your best self. That is not your best self. Your best self says, I brought my best self. I did exactly what I should have done. They didn't appreciate it. Dear God, I have a complaint. And by your grace, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. I'm going to forgive it. Church, that's a healthy soul. That is a healthy soul. You will infect your eternal soul with resentment that will suck the life out of you if you try to bring your best self and you can't take complaints to God in forgiveness. You'll quit. But Christ said, if you have a complaint, you forgive it the very same way I forgive you. Do you think God ever has a complaint with you? Well, I know you guys are really wonderful people. I know he has complaints about me. And in my whole Christian life, I don't ever remember God jumping ugly with me. It is his kindness that leads me to repentance. If I were God, I would have grabbed me by the throat and shaken me on several occasions. But God does just the opposite. Don't you know that his kindness leads you to repentance? God shows up one more time, bringing his best self, saying to me, son, I have a complaint. I'm unhappy with this, but I forgive you. Let's start over. Let's get back on track. Church. And now I want to tell you why this is so important. This is more important than just you bringing your best self because it's the way God wants you to live. Look at verse 17. And in everything you may do, in word or in work, you do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to me, church. When you bring your best self, the name of Jesus Christ looks good in the world. It does. If you don't bring your best self, then people develop the idea that Christianity is hypocritical. We talk about a wonderful Christ, but we never bring his character with us into our family, into our workplace, into our church. Do you hear this? Why do people call Christians hypocrites? Because we've developed a Christianity that doesn't demand that I bring my best self. You know what? Dad, your kids may think differently about your faith in Christ if they experienced more of your best self instead of this guy you have been showing them. Your kids may be more open to you talking to them about Christ if they saw more of your best self. I believe that. You know what, Mom? Maybe your kids don't need one more scolding with a Bible verse added to it. Maybe what they need is your best self. So then, when you speak to them about Christ, there's power in it. Church. Maybe what they need is some mom and dad affection. Maybe what they need is some mom and dad instruction that comes from a gentle spirit. Maybe what they need is for you to hold them up. Don't you remember what a bore it was to go to school with all the nutcases in junior high? Maybe they need to be held up because they're getting kicked down all day long. Is it possible? Is it possible we would have more influence in speaking the name of Jesus Christ if we brought our best self more often? The people you work with, they're looking at, do you bring your best self? If you do, your faith has meaning to them. If you don't, you're wasting your breath. Church. Let's talk about us as a church. Do you bring your best self to church? Do you bring your best self to church? Or do you bring your critical self to church? Golf cart didn't pick me up today. I don't even know why they have that thing out there. Didn't play the songs I like. I don't know who picked those songs out. Doc preached too long and was too grouchy today, as usual. Had to wait for the cop to let me out. Coffee wasn't hot. Donuts cost too much. What self do you bring to church? What self do you bring to your life group? Some of you are killing the life group you're in. You're killing it. You drag in there week after week. Sorriest self in the world. Church, you're representing the name of Christ. We're representing the name of Christ. When people come in here from wherever, whatever risk they take to come into this building, whatever risk they take, and believe me, for a lot of people, it's a big risk. When they come in here, if we share our best self with them, if somebody's kind, if somebody's inviting, if somebody has a smile on their face and receives them, then what we say about Christ has more power. If people come in here and we cold shoulder them like they're at the mall, then what we say about Christ is weak. Can you hear me, church? We need to bring our best self because in some real way, our best self points to the majesty of Jesus Christ. See, my best self is really me living out the image of Jesus Christ in the world. I bring my best self to my family, and I'm living out the image of Jesus Christ in my family. I bring my best self to work. I'm living out the image of Jesus Christ at work. I bring my best self to my community. I'm living out the image of Jesus Christ in my community. I bring my best self to church. I'm living out the image of Jesus Christ in church. People sense and see the wonder, the beauty, the strength, the majesty of Jesus Christ when we bring our best self. And I believe you want to. Our dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would raise our value. I pray that you would raise our personal value for our best self. I pray that we could see it's the most valuable thing we have. Then, Father, I pray that we could bring our best self wherever you place us. I pray that whoever knocks on the door of our life this week and needs help, we'll share our best self with them. And I ask it through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information about Christ Church, check us out on the web at christchurchohio.org. If we can be of any help to you, call us at 440-236-8282. Until next time, blessings to you.